Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai,
Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Shri Shri Radha Radnath ki Shri Giri Govardhan ki Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki Sankirtan Yajna ki Gaur Premanande. All glories to their Samal devotees. All glories to their Samal devotees. All glories to their Samal devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 25. The Glories of Devotional Service. Text 38. 325-38. Na karichen mat para shantarupe nanshyanti no me nimisho ledhi heti yesham aham Priya Atma Sutash Cha Saka Guru Surido Daivam Ishtam Nakarhichin Matpara Shantarupe Nanchianti no me nimisho lady heti. Yesha maham priya atma sutas cha. Sakha guru surido daiva mishtam. Nakari chin mat parashantarupe. Nanchianti no me nimisho lady heti. Yesha maham priya atma sutas cha. Sakha guru surido daivam ishtam. Nakarhichen mat parashantarupe. Nakshyanti no me nimisho lady heti. Yesha maham priya atma sutas cha. Sakha guru surido daivam ishtam. but it is. Not karichet eva matpara my devotees shantarupe O mother nangshyante will lose not May my animisha time lady destroys Haiti weapon Yesham of whom Aham I Priya Dia Atma self Sutta, son, cha, and Saka, friend, guru, preceptor, surida, benefactor, divam, deity, ishtam, chosen. Translation. The Lord continued. My dear mother, devotees who receive such transcendental opulences are never bereft of them. Neither weapons nor the change of time can destroy such opulences. Because the devotees accept me as their friend, their relative, their son, preceptor, benefactor, and supreme deity, they cannot be deprived of their possessions at any time. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It's a fairly long purport, actually, but it's a very beautiful purport. It's amazing. It's amazing. So please do give your attention. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita that one may elevate himself to the higher planetary systems, even up to Brahma Loka, by dint of pious activities. But when the effects of such pious activities are finished, one again comes back to this earth to begin a new life of activities. Thus, even though one is promoted to the higher planetary system for enjoyment and a long duration of life, still that is not a permanent settlement. But as far as the devotees are concerned, their assets, the achievement of devotional service, and the consequent opulence of Vaikuntha, even on this planet, and never destroyed. In this verse, Kapila Dev addresses his mother as Shantarupa, indicating that the opulences of devotees are fixed because devotees are eternally fixed in the Vaikuntha atmosphere, which is called Shantarupa because it is in the mode of pure goodness, undisturbed by the modes of passion and ignorance. Once one is fixed in the devotional service of the Lord, his position of transcendental service cannot be destroyed, and the pleasure and service simply increase unlimitedly. For the devotees engaged in Krishna consciousness in the Vaikuntha atmosphere, there is no influence of time. In the material world, the influence of time destroys everything. But in the Vaikuntha atmosphere, there is no influence of time or of the demigods because there are no demigods in the Vaikuntha planets. Here, our activities are controlled by different demigods. even if we move our hand and leg, the action is controlled by the demigods. But in the Vaikuntha atmosphere, there is no influence of the demigods or of time. Therefore, there's no question of destruction. When the time element is present, there is the certainty of destruction. But when there's no time element, past, present, or future, then everything is eternal. Therefore, this verse uses the words na nangshyanti, indicating that the transcendental opulences will never be destroyed. The reason for freedom from destruction is also described. The devotees accept the Supreme Lord as the most dear personality and reciprocate with him in different relationships. They accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the dearmost friend, the dearmost relative, the dearmost son, the dearmost preceptor, the dearmost well-wisher, or the dearmost deity. The Lord is eternal. Therefore, any relationship in which we accept him is also eternal. It is clearly confirmed herein that the relationships cannot be destroyed, and therefore the opulences of those relationships are never destroyed. Every living entity has the propensity to love someone. We can see that if someone has no object of love, he generally directs his love to a pet animal, like a cat or a dog. Thus, the eternal propensity for love in all living entities is always searching for a place to reside. From this verse, we can learn that we can love the Supreme Personality of Godhead as our dearmost object, as a friend, as a son, as a preceptor, or as a well-wisher, and there will be no cheating and no end to such love. We shall eternally enjoy the relationship with the Supreme Lord in different aspects. A special feature of this verse is the acceptance of the Supreme Lord as the Supreme Preceptor. Bhagavad Gita was spoken directly by the Supreme Lord, and Arjuna accepted Krishna as Guru or spiritual master. Similarly, we should accept only Krishna as the Supreme Spiritual Master. Krishna, of course, means Krishna and his confidential devotees. Krishna is not alone. When we speak of Krishna, Krishna means Krishna in his name, in his form, in his qualities, in his abode, and in his associates. Krishna is never alone, for the devotees of Krishna are not impersonalists. For example, a king is always associated with his secretary, his commander, his servant, and so much paraphernalia. As soon as we accept Krishna and his associates as our preceptors, no ill effects can destroy our knowledge. In the material world, the knowledge which we acquire may change because of the influence of time, but nevertheless, the conclusions received from Bhagavad Gita, directly from the speeches of the Supreme Lord Krishna, can never change. There is no use interpreting Bhagavad Gita. It is eternal. Krishna, the Supreme Lord, should be accepted as one's best friend. He will never cheat. He will always give his friendly advice and friendly protection to the devotee. If Krishna is accepted as a son, he will never die. Here we have a very loving son or child, but the father and mother, or those who are affectionate towards him, always hope, may my son not die. But Krishna actually never will die. Therefore, those who accept Krishna or the Supreme Lord as their son will never be bereft of their son. In many instances, devotees have accepted the deity as a son. In Bengal, there are many such instances. And even after the death of the devotee, the deity performs the Shraddha ceremony for the father. The relationship is never destroyed. People are accustomed to worship different forms of demigods, but in Bhagavad Gita, such a mentality is condemned. Therefore, one should be intelligent enough to worship only the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his different forms, such as Lakshmi Narayan, Sita Ram, and Radha Krishna. Thus one will never be cheated. By worshipping the demigods, one may elevate himself to the higher planets, but during the dissolution of the material world, the deity and the abode of the deity will be destroyed. But one who worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead is promoted to the Vaikuntha planets, where there's no influence of time, distraction, or annihilation. The conclusion is that the time influence cannot act upon devotees who have accepted the Supreme Personality of Godhead as everything. Wow, that is pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. So let's read the verse again. The karhichan mat parashanta rupe, langsyanti yo me nimisho lady heiti, yeshamaham priya atmasutas cha, sakaguru surido daivimishtam. The Lord continued, my dear mother, devotees who receive such transcendental opulences are never bereft of them. Neither weapons nor the change of time can destroy such opulences. Because the devotees accept me as their friend, their relative, their son, preceptor, benefactor, and supreme deity, they cannot be deprived of their possessions at any time. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Niravishesha Shunyavadi Pastyachadeshtarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pramanityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Manchakalpaturubhyas chakripa sindubhyevacha. Vaditanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Yes, so here Lord Kapila refers to certain opulences which are referred to, which the devotee gets through being a devotee and being absorbed in devotional service and just fully active in devotional service. I thought we should just refer back for a moment to these, the opulences, and just remind ourselves what is being talked about. I'll read the previous verse, 37. Thus, because he's completely absorbed in thought of me, the devotee does not desire even the highest benediction attainable in the upper planetary systems, including Satyaloka. He does not desire the eight material perfections obtained from mystic yoga, nor does he desire to be elevated to the kingdom of God. Yet even without desiring them, the devotee enjoys, even in this life, all the offered benedictions. So just all sorts of material benedictions also the devotee receives or may receive, even though not desiring them. Including going back to Godhead, because generally the devotees, they like to go back to Godhead because they can serve Krishna better there. But we know that on the very highest level, as for example Lord Chaitanya says in Shikshastakam, as Narottam Das Thakur says in Hari Haraya Nama Krishna, the devotees, Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sane Vas Janame Janame Hoy E Abhilas, my only desire is to live in the company of devotees and serve their lotus feet birth after birth. So that's there. That's there. But for neophytes like us, we can desire to go back to Godhead. to serve the Lord better. So here then, in this verse 38, what a wonderful purport Srila Prabhupada gave. As far as I could see, it's just really a special purport. And the Lord is saying that the devotees who get these different types of opulences, of course, in Krishna-conscious ways, they never lose them, because the material nature cannot act on such things. It can only act on the material things which are just made from dull matter. But the transcendent, the opulences which a devotee has, through being connected with the devotee, are transcendental, they are never lost. No matter what happens, as Lord Kapila says, neither weapons nor the change of time can destroy such opulences. Because the devotees accept relationships, of the different types of relationships, the devotees accept relationships with the Lord. Because of that, being connected strongly with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they cannot be deprived of their possessions at any time. Sri Sri Radha Radhanath Sri Giri Govardhan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Indeed, there is one verse. There's one verse. It's also in Srimad Bhagavatam. Somewhere. It's Second Canto, Chapter 2, Verse 17. Well worth making note of. Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. Very nice. Very, very nice. The sun is rising and setting, and the rising and setting, those risings and settings, they're so sort of definitive in terms of the passage of time. You just go from one state of time into a really different state of time over just a short period of time. So that they're very definitive, and they really divide and show that look, time has passed. You have lost some time. You'll never get it back. And you are now another step closer to death. Otherwise, during the course of the day, when the sun is up, you may notice some passage of time to some degree. I mean, just in terms of the natural phenomena, but it's not so clear like the rising of the sun, the setting of the sun. Yes. So anyway, Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, he discusses all of this in great detail, how it's so much better to have a relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in whatever type of relationship, the types of relationships that people have in this material world, as one's child, as one's friend, as one's parent, all these different things, all the same relationships that we have here, on the material level, all of them are present. Basically, all of them are present in the spiritual world. But they are of that transcendental nature as described here. Nothing, the devotees cannot be deprived of that by anything which may happen. They can't be deprived. They're eternal. You know, I was thinking, well, I don't know. Anyway, I was thinking, actually, for what it's worth, shall we say. What if this lockdown went on forever? And we were, as we are, for the last several months or whatever, forever. And all the only people we saw were each other. Familiarity breeds contempt. Anyway, you can just think about that. It's an interesting thought. Yes. But Krishna, when one has a relationship with Krishna, then that's an eternal relationship as son or friend or like that, as we just mentioned. And the relationship is fixed like that, and nothing makes the relationship change as happens in the material world. But because Krishna is so wonderful, then one is able to have an eternal relationship with him without it becoming just boring, shall we say. Yes, without it becoming just, you know, the same old thing as we've done for so many years. And it's just continuing today also. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you may have read, it is in, what is it, in the 14th chapter. I think the 14th chapter. The first chapter after the chapter, which was the last chapter Prabhupada translated and commented on. So there's one verse there in which Srila Sanatana Goswami's commentary on that particular verse is referred to. In that verse, well, that chapter is the prayers of Lord Brahma, if I remember correctly. That chapter is the prayers of Lord Brahma after or at the end of, it's chapter 14, Brahma's prayers to Krishna. And Krishna is referred to there in the verse as Gunatma. Gunatma, which means the very self of all good qualities. Gunatma, I don't think I can find it right now. But that's the situation. And some commentary is there that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, he has so many qualities. Oops. He has so many qualities and incomprehensible. It's 10:14:7. Srila Sanatana Goswami explains that Lord Krishna is Gunatma, the soul of all superior qualities, because he gives them life. Anyway, in the course, Srila Sanatana Goswami further explains that the Lord manifests a specific spiritual quality for the benefit of each living entity. Since there are innumerable living entities within the confines of the material creation, the Lord manifests infinite qualities. Thus, every conditioned soul can appreciate the Supreme Lord in a particular way. Anyway, that I always found very fascinating. That the relationships which the devotees have with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they're actually unlimited, because the Lord has unlimited qualities. And he even has a special quality which is reserved for each specific living entity, which no other living entity knows about. So it's very amazing. The Lord is extremely amazing. Not only is he not boring, but as Prabhupada mentions three times, the Lord will never cheat us when we're in a relationship with him. The Lord will never cheat us. In material life, in relationships, there's so much cheating which goes on. So much cheating. I mean, anyway, I can just think back through my life. Oh my gosh, it was terrible. The amount of cheating that went on, it was absolutely terrible. But that's material life. Even people who are the closest to you, even people who are actually the very closest to you, there is every chance, and in many cases they do cheat you in all sorts of just not nice ways at all. That's the material world. But in our relationship with Lord Krishna, as we read, Srila Prabhupada says three times, Krishna will never cheat us in our relationship. We can act very nicely in service to the Lord in terms of our particular relationship, and we will never be let down. Just like we mentioned 2 days ago, yes, there was the statement that by Srila Prabhupada, how the devotee, even the third class devotee who is really not qualified so much in Krishna consciousness, that the third class devotee will what? Do you remember? Was repeated three times. Huh? Yeah. Imperceptibly achieve liberation. But that third class devotees can also imperceptibly achieve liberation is accepted in all Vedic literatures, was stated three times. And we did mention then what Prabhupada has mentioned on a few occasions, that according to Vedic standards of grammar and just expression, if something is repeated three times, then it is definite. If something is repeated less, twice or just once, then it may not be so absolutely, emphatically, just like that, beyond question. But when something is repeated three times, at least that's the idea, that it is, incontrovertible. You cannot, it's simply a fact. Just like we sometimes, when we were traveling, back in, I don't know if they're good, anyway, whatever, the old days when we were traveling, we would sometimes amuse the devotees in other parts of the world by explaining about the South African practice of using the word now. That if someone says, I'll do it now, it means they're going to do it in due course. You know, don't hold your breath, though. And if someone says they're going to do something now, it means they are going to do it quite soon. But if someone says they're going to do something now, it means they're going to do it now. So, you know, it's actually a form of cheating, really. It's a form of cheating. And it's just, you know, the confused consciousness of the conditioned soul, actually. Yeah. So, but in the relationship with Krishna, it's not like that. It's not like that. So, you know, of course it's a long purport and there are different things stated. Well, let me just refer to one other thing which is said here in the purport, that those who accept Krishna or the Supreme Lord as their son will never be bereft of their son. In many instances, devotees have accepted the deity as a son. In Bengal, there are many such instances, and even after the death of the devotee, the deity performs the Shraddha ceremony for the father. The relationship is never destroyed. In not many places, well, actually I don't know how many, but sort of famously, only in a few places, that practice is still going on. If we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can read about one devotee named Govinda Ghosh, who was a resident in Navadvip Mandala or just outside, anyway, just in the vicinity, maybe even in Navadvip Mandala, in a place, an area called Agradweep. And we visited there for our next book, which who knows when it's ever going to come out. But you remember that, Agradweep. Really nice, just really nice. And Govinda Ghosh, the deity there, who was named, I forget actually, I don't suppose you'd remember, but anyway, the deity accepted Govinda Ghosh as his father. And after Govinda Ghosh left this world, the deity performed the Shraddha ceremony, the traditional ceremony, according to Vedic culture, for the disappearance of the father. And so somehow or other the deity did that. And so even to this day, the deity, as I recall, the original deity is now located in Navadvip town or something like that. But they bring the deity on for the anniversary of the departure of Govinda Ghosh. And the deity becomes involved in that program for the disappearance day of Govinda Ghosh. And the people take it very seriously. They really take it very seriously. And there are other places where the same thing happens. In Dainur, Vrindavan Das Thakur's birthplace or place of residence. Yeah, these things are going on like that. Because it's a relationship, it's a personal relationship. So for us as aspiring devotees, trying to become qualified as real devotees, it's very important to accept that we have a relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though right at this point in time we are not aware of the intricacies of the relationship in terms of the rasa, but at the very least we are aware we are servants. We are servants. In the long run, what the capacity of service may be, that's another thing. But we are definitely, in principle, we are servants. And therefore, our relationship with the Lord now, real relationship with the Lord now, is to render service as directed by those, I mean, ultimately, by those who are more aware of relationships with the Lord and what is suitable to be done in the service of the Lord under different circumstances, but at least under authorized direction, we should conduct ourselves as servants and keep serving, and in due course, whenever it may be, the nature of the eternal relationship will be revealed. But this we need to accept and have faith in and really try to become absorbed in whatever is our service. And through service, the eternal relationship will be revealed. So this is very nice. This is very nice. And let me just read the concluding words here. Prabhupada's talking about how people worship demigods, but in Bhagavad Gita, this is condemned. Therefore, one should be intelligent enough to worship only the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his different forms, such as Lakshmi Narayan, Sita Ram, Radha Krishna. Thus, one will never be cheated. By worshipping the demigods, one may elevate himself to the higher planets. But during the dissolution of the material world, the deity and the abode of the deity will be destroyed, and you too. But one who worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead is promoted to the Vaikuntha planets, where there's no influence of time, distraction, or annihilation. The conclusion is that the time influence cannot act upon devotees who have accepted the Supreme Personality of Godhead as everything. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.